Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome. Today's topic is what I'm calling Secrets to Success. And they're really not secrets. They're pretty obvious. But I think I need to do a tough love session, which is what this one's going to be. So you're forewarned. If you don't want to listen, you can certainly go about your day. But this is a tough love session for people who are looking for the easy way to build a business. For those of you who are looking for guarantees, there's no guarantees in anything. Life, for that matter, has no guarantees. So these are what I call my secrets to building a successful business, whatever the business is. It doesn't have to be a VA business. It doesn't matter. They all boil down to the same thing. You need to do the work. Nothing is going to be handed to you. You have to design the business that you want. And that may be more difficult than you think, because maybe you don't know what you want, and that's okay. It's a journey, not a destination. But I can tell you right now, you're not going to be successful for long if you expect everything to be given to you. You have to do the work. You have to be proactive. Do the research. Ask the questions. Take initiative in your own success, in your own journey, and make mistakes. Mistakes mean you're trying. Don't be afraid of mistakes. Embrace those. Use them as a learning opportunity. But the bottom line is you have to do the work to build the business that you want. And you should really be focusing on building a solid foundation for your business if you want to be in this for the long haul. Now, there are tons of VA coaches and trainers that are going to tell you what you want to hear. I am not one of those. These are the ones that are going to tell you that you can build a business in 5 minutes. Or you can build a business in 30 days without any experience and no skills, but you can still be booked out and earn $10,000 a month. Nope, that's hype. That's fluff. That's what most people want to hear because they want to take the easy road, but there is no easy road to success. Now, there's always exceptions to the rule, but if this is something that you really want to do, the work is what you have to do to get to the other side of this. This is why the online business world is such a great place to build a business. First of all, you don't need a lot of capital or cash. Second of all, you can set it up so that you can work when and where you want, and you can automate it so the technology does all the heavy lifting so you can have the life that you want. But don't buy into the hype from people who are going to tell you what you want to hear. They're after your money. They're not really interested in your results. There is no overnight success, regardless of what you see or read on social media. That's the highlight reel. What you need to do is decide what's right for you. And I'm not here to tell you that. I'm just here to kind of give you some guidelines based on somebody who's built two successful businesses in the last 11 years. They weren't handed to me. I busted my butt to get where I am today. But I also love what I do. But you need to decide if you want to do this or not. And there's no wrong answer. It's your life. If you decide you want to do this, then take action. Be ready to do the work. But don't expect things to be handed to you. Ask questions. And actually, before you ask questions, do a search in a like a Facebook group to see if the questions have already been asked. A lot of Facebook groups, including my own, I have an FAQ section that you can go to. And the majority of the major questions that are always asked are in that FAQ section. So be proactive. Take the initiative to go through those to see if your question has already been asked and answered. But realize, if you're in this for long-term success, you've got to do the work, you've got to be proactive, you've got to take initiative, and you can't be afraid to fail, because failing means you're trying. And I know for failure for some people is a big deal. I get it. For me, my Achilles heel wasn't afraid of failure, it was afraid of success. That's a whole different conversation. But here's the thing. This is such a great time right now. Even though we're going through, you know, this pandemic, more and more businesses are being forced to come online. And not only that, I think the way people work from this point forward is really going to shift to be online.
what a great time to learn the skills that can set you up for long-term success. So you need the business, but then you also need the skills. And as I've said in my other podcast, you know, admin skills is great, but it's not going to give you long-term success because clients need more than that in this industry. So learn what you need to be an asset to your clients and not an expense. You know, if you can learn how to make your clients money through technology and systems, you'll never run out of clients and you'll always be busy. So look to learn the technology that runs clients' business. You know, email marketing systems like MailChimp and MailerLite and ConvertKit. Learn about websites, which is how people get traffic. So WordPress or Wix or Squarespace. You know, learn about marketing automation and all the things that go into running a business behind the scenes. Those are the skills that are going to A, make you a heck of a lot more money, B, they're in demand, and they will be the ones that will continue to get results for your clients. And when you get results for your clients, they're always going to refer you and you'll never run out of business, right? So just realize the secrets to success are simple. Not easy, but simple. Hard work, being proactive, taking initiative, and not buying into the hype where people are telling you what you want to hear to get your money. And the internet is full of those. As I mentioned, I am not one of those people. I'm gonna tell you like it is. And then you can decide if it's for you or not. Remember, it's your life. Nobody can tell you what to do for you. But the beauty of the online business world is you can build a business based on what you want. I built a business so I didn't have to work, 9 to 5 or 7 to 4 or whatever. And I chose to do the type of work where I'm not tied to my computer, that I have freedom, that I can work whenever I want to, because it's all deadline driven, and I can work from wherever I want to. I can work from vacation, I can work from a cabin, I can work from a coffee shop. That is the beauty of an online business. It gives you freedom and flexibility. So please, if you're looking to be successful, do the work, be proactive, take initiative, make mistakes, and don't buy in to somebody who's selling you the easy street, because there is no easy street. So this was just a bit of tough love. Obviously, I saw a lot of stuff today that was really making me think, you know what? I know people are out there selling, you know, the brass ring and the easy way, but that's not how you do it. They may give you some ideas, but a lot of that is just fluff and there's no substance to it. And you have to build a business that has systems. Why? Because a business is a system. If you don't have systems, your business is going to maybe not fail, but it's certainly going to take a lot more time and effort from you to be able to make sure that it works the way you need it to, so you can have the freedom or flexibility that you're looking for. Okay, enough. So again, just a quick bit of tough love for you if you're curious about what it takes to be successful. And again, this is not for just the VA world. This is for any business. Got to do the work. And as a side note, sometimes it's hard because you don't know what you want. And so the first thing I would say is figure out what you want. Figure out what kind of business you want. If you could create your perfect day, what would it look like? How many hours would you work? Would you work 5 days a week? Would you work 3 days a week? Would you work mornings or nights? And what kind of work would you do? That's where you want to start, because that's the business you want to build, because there are all different types of businesses online to fit everything under the rainbow, and there's space for yours as well. So I hope you enjoyed this. Sorry for the tough love, but sometimes it's needed. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to subscribe and share it with anybody that you think would enjoy it as well. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.